The group Colville for Responsible Growth had a goal to get 300 signatures before a deadline of February 24th. Earlier this week, their website announced they had secured 328 about 2 weeks early. The signatures were sent to the Summit County Clerk's Office for verification. The referendum needed to be signed by 35% of registered voters in Colville. Senior County Clerk Kelly Robinson told KPCW that amounts to 241 signatures. She said the group achieved well over that threshold with 305 of the signers verified. Well, Howie would be located on 1,500 acres in the hills west of Interstate 80 in Colville City Center. It plans on 570 residential units, 130 nightly rentals, and a golf course with a build-out of 20 years. The project was approved by a 3-to-1 vote of Colville City Council at a crowded meeting in early December. We contacted Jim Boyden, whose family has owned the property going back to the 1800s. He said they respect the citizens' right to vote and will be having some public outreach.
We want people to be completely educated on the issues, you know, prior to the vote. You know, we wish that we had had a better participation at the, you know, the public hearings and the, you know, the work sessions that we had with Planning Commission and City Council. And we spent 2 years working with the city staff and didn't get a whole lot of participation, and we wish that they were better attended.
He said they have been willing to negotiate with the opponents on some way of reshaping the project, but that hasn't gotten off the ground.
We've had some very good conversations with the group Colville for Responsible Growth. We've talked about a lot of different ideas for finding middle ground, and we remain willing to have those conversations, but I don't get the impression that the group is interested in negotiating away their right to vote at the special election. I think that they're very focused on giving the citizens of Colville the opportunity to cast a ballot. And that's something we support. But Lynn Wood mentioned to me that at this point, she doesn't feel that there's anything that we could offer that would incentivize them to withdraw the referendum and not take it to a vote.
In the meantime, he said they're moving forward with the project.
You know, we're really excited to create a project that Colville can benefit from, and we know that Holly will be done respectfully and in such a way that, you know, Colville can really be proud of it.
The referendum would go to the ballot on June 30th, which is Utah's primary election day. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroth.